Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 24th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Bloomberg passed on U.S. TV viewing data from Nielsen, showing that Netflix accounted for 7-8% of all TV viewing in the U.S. every month in 2023 so far, accounting for 70-80% of the 10 most watched shows every week. Paramount Plus is the fastest growing streaming service this year, adding 7.5 million subscribers between January and March, with Netflix adding 1.75 million. Representatives from business, academic, and government interests met Friday in the U.S. to set goals and strategies for 6G development. Millimeter wave and terahertz radiation are candidates to be used in 6G, but its specs are a blank slate at this point. Chinese telcos managed to take a leadership role in 5G development, so the U.S. is hoping to take that momentum back. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple plans to include a variety of features in its upcoming mixed reality headset, including games, running mixed reality iPad apps, fitness services, a VR reading experience, use as an external monitor, and productivity collaboration, rather than focus on the one so-called killer app. Gurman notes Apple did a similar approach with the launch of the Apple Watch. He also reports the headset will feature a USB-C connector for data and a new proprietary magnetic charger that connects to an external battery pack. After China cracked down on DiDi Global for its unapproved U.S. IPO a few years back, you might think it would be harder for Chinese firms to list their public companies outside of Hong Kong. But the Chinese electric vehicle company U-Power, that's the letter U-Power, issued its IPO on the U.S. NASDAQ and was up 620% last week. In fact, trading of U-Power's stock had to be halted 22 times just to keep things under control. The company listed at $6, so a 620% stock bump isn't that crazy, especially if it's temporary. But a Chinese tech IPO doing well on the NASDAQ is worth noting. Jeff Shell stepped down as CEO of NBC Universal after a misconduct investigation found an inappropriate relationship between Shell and someone else at the company. Shell's replacement has not been named, but his senior team will now report directly to Mike Cavanaugh, president of Comcast Corporation. CNBC reports that Google has halted construction on its downtown West campus in San Jose, California, originally slated as an 80-acre complex with 7.3 million square feet of offices, 4,000 housing units, 50,000 square feet of retail and cultural space, and 15 acres of parks. A Google spokesperson told The Verge that the company wants real estate investments to match the future needs of its hybrid workforce, its business, and its communities. Be Real is piloting a new bonus Be Real feature in the UK, which lets users post more than once per day based on playing by the rules, meaning they get two bonus Be Real posts if they upload during the two-minute daily window and one extra post if they miss the window. Be Real also announced for the first time that it has 20 million daily active users. GitHub released its private vulnerability reporting feature to all repositories. This lets security researchers privately disclose security issues to code maintainers of public projects. GitHub launched a beta of the feature back in November. The Financial Times sources say that the chip designer ARM began work on a prototype advanced chip designed to showcase the company's capabilities. ARM apparently has no plans to sell or license this design, however. The company reportedly hopes to use the chip to attract new customers to diversify its customer base. Last year, ARM's 20 biggest customers accounted for 86% of its revenue. Twitter appears to have reinstated some blue verification check marks to higher profile users who have a lot of followers. Many of those users have claimed they didn't in fact pay for a Twitter blue subscription, and some of the accounts even belong to deceased individuals. This isn't consistent, though. Some previously verified accounts with millions of followers remain unchecked. The BBC also reports that its gold checkmark, which is used for company verification, was reinstated, but that the BBC didn't pay for that. Variety reported that a fake Disney Junior account received a gold verification badge over the weekend, although it was subsequently suspended after Variety reported this to Disney. And finally, the latest beta of Samsung's internet browser adds new features for tablet browsing, now allowing users to move the address and bookmarks and tab bars to the bottom of the screen if they so desire. Tab hoarders, looking at you, I'm one of you, also get some new features. The browser still limits users to 99 open tabs, but will now warn user when the open 98 tabs is about to exceed the limit. Trying to open a 100th tab will show a notification that the oldest tab will close, but will offer a reopen button to recall it if desired. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.